The Ghana Revenue Authority, GRA, has organized a sensitization seminar for large taxpayers to educate them on the new Income Tax Act 2015, Act 896. Some of the changes in the new act include the review of the capital gains tax and gift tax from the 15% flat rate to a quantified cost classified under employment, business or investment. Companies which enjoy tax holidays are also expected to pay 1% tax during the tax holiday. A chief revenue collector, the GRA, Dominic Nab, said the changes in the new Income Tax Act are an improvement of the IRS Tax Act 2009, Act 592. Mercy Daku has more.
The new Income Tax Act 2015, Act 896, which took effect in January this year, replaced the old Internal Revenue Act 2000, Act 592. The decision to review the law was to address the narrow and distorted tax base of the old act and also enable the country to meet international standards. The seminar organized for the large taxpayers is to sensitize them on the new act and the exemptions therein. A chief revenue officer at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Dominic Knapp, highlighting some of the new challenges in the act, said provisions have been made for income tax exemptions to broaden the tax base. He said the new Income Tax Act is simplified and made user-friendly for taxpayers.
Over the years, we realized that the previous act that we're using had outlived its usefulness. There was a need to actually put in place a new tax act that would take into account all the sectors of the economy. Indeed, there have been some improvement and some modification in the tax administration. Essentially, in the past, companies couldn't carry over their losses, but that's a stance now in the new act. They can carry over their losses. If it is a priority area, you carry over your loss for 5 years. If it is not a priority area, you carry over your loss for 3 years. Again, persons that actually incur cost on capital assets for which they use in the production of the income, the law requires that they enjoy capital allowance. The capital allowance should not be deferred. It does not mean that the capital allowance cannot be carried forward. Once they can carry forward their losses, it means that the capital allowance can be carried forward, but it cannot be deferred. In the past, there were some tax concessions, tax holidays, which persons who were under that kind of arrangement will not pay taxes at all. As it stands now, there has been some kind of improvement where we are saying that, look, they should contribute 1% of their chargeable income for the period of the tax holidays. If you look at it critically, gifts that is received by an employee is in the nature of the employment. It is because of the employment the person has received the gift. Therefore, it makes sense to actually add it as part of the employment income. If a person is running a business for which he receives gifts, then that gift should be added to the business income, essentially, and be taxed at the tax the person is exposed to. Let's say I'm a distributor. Then they give me a vehicle because I have done so well in a particular year. Now, that van that they have given me, it's a gift. Is that okay? But it is because of my business. There's a sense of reason that I add the market value as part of my business income and then it will be taxed so that I can also enjoy capital allowance. Essentially, that is what motivates it.
The Assistant Commissioner, GRA, Kweku Opoku Ajiman, in a remark said, compliance since the new tax took effect has been impressive. He said the Ghana Revenue Authority will continue to engage stakeholders to broaden their knowledge on the act.
They are extremely compliant. Because the point is that if a law is passed, you have no other alternative than to comply with it. Because penalties have been provided for under the law. And if you are caught to be an infraction of the law, an NSC penalty is imposed. So far, we haven't had any problem with our taxpayers deliberately infracting the law. This law came into effect in September. Indeed, just like any other law, as soon as it's granted presidential assent, it comes to effect. But we delayed implementation up to 1st January. So since 1st January 2016, this law has been